Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, the way I understand it, it's been a rough couple of weeks for wheat prices.
Okay, as we go through these prices, let's remember that five marketing days is a week. You go back to June the 9th, the beginning of harvest, our cash price was around $5.23. 7 marketing days later, it was down 50 cents on June the 18th to $4.73. Another 8 marketing days down to June the 30th, the price had increased 99 cents to $5.72. You go another 15 days, marketing days, 3 weeks to July the 22nd, that price had fallen $1.05 to $4.67. Now you can go back to May and April, and probably going forward, you're seeing plus or minus 50 cents, plus or minus a dollar in every 2 to 3 week period. And so, it's tough, you know, to get a handle on these prices.
A bit of a roller coaster. Where do you think prices will go from here?
Well, we're watching the KC September contract price. Of course, we know that it's fallen off the last 2-3 weeks. Right now, you look at the range that it's been trading in, $4.95 to $6.11. Right now, the contract price has support at $5.06. If it breaks 506, then the next target is 495. There's strong support at 495. If it breaks 495, then we're down into no man's land, and the next target would probably be $4.55. Now, if it turns and starts back up, then it's got resistance at 534. Breaks that, then 560.
What are some of the factors behind these prices and these changes?
Well, there's probably 3 main factors, and they're all interrelated, but we can talk first about the political and the financial situation. You know, Greece has had a big impact on it, and as the markets, the financial markets adjust, it impacts, where it forces them to pull money in and out of the commodities, the funds, which is the second deal. Also in that first sector, you got to put the value of the dollar. It's been going up. It's up around 97 points now, which is relatively high. Then there's the fundamental situation, the supply and demand conditions. We're probably about 55% of the world's 2015-16 crop has been harvested. So we've got a pretty big carryover. We've got an adequate amount of wheat. We're probably going to have a surplus of wheat according to expectations. And then you take the financial situation, the supply and demand situation. You've got the funds, billions of dollars moving in and out of the market, and that gets you big price moves.
And then finally, with all this in mind, word of advice for producers.
Well, basically, when you've got things like this impacting the market, you're not going to be able to predict where the price is going to go up or how low it's going to go or how high it's going to go. Just don't sell it all at once. You know, plan your selling time period, put the final date, calendar date down on which you want to get everything sold, and then just stagger it through that time period, selling a little bit at a time. Dollar cost averaging, I think that's the only way to do it.
All righty. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.